Donegal will be back out in action next weekend, be it Saturday or Sunday. I do know the master sheet for the fixtures for the qualifiers says that the game will be a Saturday. We'll have to wait to see who they're going to play. We're going to have to wait to see when the CCC are going to fix the game for, be it Saturday or Sunday next week. Michael Murphy knocks over another one. So it's a five-point game. It's 12-7 to Donegal. We've played the 3 minutes of injury time, and we await the final whistle to come from the referee, Horik Hughes. The ball's back in play. The referee blows the final whistle, and it is all over here in McCool Park in Ballybofey. And it's turned out to be a good result for Donegal, a favourable result for Rory Gallagher's side in the end. But a result that they had to work hard for, Declan, because at times they were struggling out there today, particularly in the first half.
Yeah, it looked like a team with a definite lack of confidence, and we struggled against, as I said, a very, very poor Longford side. Longford, for the 70 odd minutes that they played, I think two scores from play. I took the first score from play to come after 15 minutes for Longford. They missed a number of opportunities. They kicked 16 wide. Donegal finished stronger in the second half, and Martin McElhenney came on, kicked two very good scores from play. Paddy McBrady ended top scorer, I think, with 5 points. Michael Murphy with 3 points. Owen McHugh got a point from play. Overall, I mean, it wasn't a great performance, Oisin. We've got over the line. We're into the qualifiers, and let's hope we can move on and improve from here.
Yeah, as we said earlier, Declan, there can be tricky days in the opening round of the qualifiers, because teams do go on to this stage of the competition with off the back of defeats, and it takes time for them to adjust, so it does.
It does indeed, and listen, you have to give credit to Longford. Longford came up here, they had nothing to lose, and they went about their business. They made it difficult for Donegal, but at the same time, I felt Donegal were not positive enough from the start. They were getting from the very early stage. You could see in the first, I think the second minute, Donegal 9 or 10 bodies coming back behind the line, yep, behind the 45. I felt we should have went at long for a bit more. But in saying that, listen, we got over the line. We got a 5-point victory, 12-7. It's first round of the qualifiers. I say, let's move on now. Let's see where the draw takes us next week. What you want is a home draw.
Yeah, what you want. We'll have to wait to see what that's going to bring come Monday. But I know, looking down here, Donegal are doing their stretches and their warm downs, and Rory Gallagher's having a word to the players. They got through this game, and of course, at this stage of the year, keeping injuries as the injured parties, the numbers as low as possible. Looks like everybody has come through here unscathed, which is another bonus, Declan.
Well, it is, and exactly. It's very difficult to know. The damage that was caused by that defeat in the Ulster Championship. It was pretty evident out there for most of the game, Oisin, that the hangover from Clonas against Tyrone was there. Let's hope now that's out of the system. Now we've beaten Longford. We're moving on to the qualifiers. Let's hope, as I say, we can progress from here. We need a huge amount of improvement. There's a lot of players within that group at the minute not really playing with a great deal of confidence. So let's hope now over the next 5-7 days, tomorrow will probably be a bit recovery, getting the bodies ready again. And to me, it's the mental preparation from here on, and to get that end of it right. The physical end has been done. All of that has been done. It's now down to the mental side of things. And let's see, as I say, where this draw will take us. But it's a step. We moved on from Tyrone. Not a great performance. A lot of work to do. A lot of improvement needed. But we can still get to that level.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have a full-time report shortly from Francis Mooney. I know they're into the closing seconds of that game in McHale Park in Castlebar, where it was locked at 1-12 apiece. High drama at McHale Park. We'll hear from Francis Mooney in just a few seconds' time. I know as we entered the championship, Declan, and we've seen the Tyrone fixture was coming, and we all thought, well, what if it does happen and we do lose to the Ulster champions and we do go through the back door? For these young players now, they've got a taste of what it's like in the heat of battle. Is this probably the best place for them to be now, to I suppose, to develop, to use the back door to sort of hone their skills and learn more about senior football?
Well, exactly. There's a huge step in class, a huge step in intensity, a huge step in everything from league football into championship football. And we were found out, as I said, 2 or 3 weeks ago against Tyrone. Tyrone were very impressive on the day, Oisin, I have to say. Very, very impressive. And, they done their homework. They kicked some magnificent scores on the day, and they ended up deserving winners by 9, 10, whatever it was. It could have been even more. And saying that, Donegal will have learned, hopefully, from that there. As I say, there'll be bigger challenges than Longford. Longford really put it up to us for long, long periods in that game. And you have to remember, Longford went down to 14 men early in the second half and really, really battled right through to the final whistle. Donegal players and management coming off the field, they know they have a lot of work to do. They know there's a lot of improvement needed. But listen, as I say, that defeat and Clonus did take an awful lot out of them. I think they can move on from here. It'd be interesting to see who we get now in the draw. But again, it'd be great to get a home draw here next Saturday evening.